Girls in Love, written by Jacqueline Wilson and read by Bridget Forsyth.
The first day back at school, I'm walking because I missed the bus. Not a good start. Year 9. I wonder what it'll be like. Number 9, number 9, number 9. It's on that classic Beatles White album, the crazy mixed-up bit at the end. I've always felt very close to John Lennon, even though he died before I was born. I like him because he did all those crazy little drawings, and he wore granny glasses, and he was funny, and he always just did his own thing. I do crazy little drawings, and I wear granny glasses, and my friends think I'm funny. I don't get the opportunity to do my own thing, though. It's 8:30. If I was doing my own thing right now, I'd be back in bed, curled up, fast asleep. John Lennon had lions, didn't he? When he and Yoko stayed in bed all day. They even gave interviews to journalists in bed. Cool. So, if I could do my own thing, I'd sleep till midday. Then breakfast, hot chocolate and donuts. I'll listen to music and fool around in my sketchbook. Maybe watch a video. Then I'll eat again. I'll send out for a pizza. Though, maybe I should stick to salads. I guess it would be easy to put on weight lying around in bed all day. I don't want to end up looking like a beached whale. I'll have a green salad and green grapes. And what's a green drink? There's that liqueur I sipped round at Magda's, creme de menthe. I can't say I was that thrilled. It's a bit like drinking toothpaste. Oh, forget the drink. I'll phone Magda, though, and Nadine, and we'll have a long natter, and then... Well, it'll be the evening now, so I'll have a bath and wash my hair and change into... What should I wear in bed? Not my own teddy bear nightie, much too babyish. But I don't fancy one of those slinky satin numbers. I know. I'll wear a long white gown with embroidered roses, all colours of the rainbow. And I'll put a big flash ring on every finger and lie flat on my bed like Frida Kahlo. She's another one of my heroes, this amazing South American artist with extraordinary eyebrows and earrings and flowers in her hair. OK, there I am, back in bed and looking beautiful. Then I hear the door opening. Footsteps. It's my boyfriend coming to see me. The only trouble is, I haven't got a boyfriend. Well, I haven't got a Frida Kahlo outfit, or a bedside phone, or my own television and video, and my bed sags because my little brother Eggs uses it as a trampoline whenever I'm not around. I could put up with all those deprivations. I'd just like a boyfriend. Please?